How are you?
Tony, I am doing well. Always good to hear your voice, sir.
Very good to hear you, too. Are you in Michigan or are you back in D.C.?
D.C. We're voting this week, and as you can imagine, the Intelligence Committee is busy these days.
Well, very, very busy. Just wanted to get your thoughts, what you thought about President Barack Obama's speech, and what he is saying is that 10,000 troops will be returning home by the end of the year. 33,000 troops will be leaving Afghanistan by the end of next summer, but that's still going to leave 70,000 on the ground.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about it. It's not conditions based. It's not based on the conditions on the ground. They set an artificial deadline. I think it came out of the political shop and not the Pentagon. I know the commanders on the ground have asked that they needed next fighting season to get through to try to break the back of the Taliban. I get very concerned. You know, the fighting season there is for the Taliban is late April through October, maybe a little bit of November. And so if you think about it, you're going to start drawing down this year. That means you start hunkering down. You have to give up territory that we've already had. And same goes for next year, especially if you're going to draw down 23,000 next year alone. So it presents a real strategic problem, I think, for the effort that we've been engaged in against the Taliban. And remember, the whole goal was to deny safe haven and try to not bring back the people who think it should be against the law for girls to read.
From what I hear from both sides, this is a sticky situation because you've got an election coming up for the president. You have folks breathing down his neck because we have this huge budget deficit. We need to save funding. We're wasting it on these wars throughout the – we're involved in four conflicts throughout the world. The cost is killing us. Yet I hear from the other side that this could be another Vietnam type of situation because we went in there, we laid the foundation to do the job, but the job isn't done yet, and the Afghan forces aren't ready to take over the job. What's your perspective?
Yeah, I just don't think they are. And again, you know, a success in Afghanistan isn't some Jeffersonian democracy. I never did believe that. It is when the Afghan people can defend themselves. And I look at Turkey, Tony. Turkey, to me, is a great example. In the 90s, they lost 40,000 people to terrorist acts. 40,000. And they didn't collapse. They didn't collapse because their government could sustain it. Their police and intelligence services were dealing with it, and obviously they've gotten better, and they survived. That's the very same thing I see in Afghanistan. They're going to have a rough decade or 20 years here coming up, but they have to be able to do it. And if we leave before they can do it, it means the Taliban takes over again. And guess what? We've got another safe haven for Al-Qaeda, and that's the pre-9/11 attitude that really, I argue, got us 9/11. I mean, we just believed, well, if we don't have to deal with it, everything will be okay. Well, it's not. And these folks are some pretty bad people, and I argue we're so close. I mean, we are so close. I supported the president's surge last year, if you recall, and all of the troops didn't even get on the ground until January of this year. So I'm that's my concern. I hate to ask soldiers to serve and to risk their lives and some to give their lives and then pull out of the mission before the job is done.
What do you think Congress is, how are they going to react to this? And as the president lays this out, is this the way it's going to be, or do you think some changes might be made and his plan could be tweaked?
Well, I mean, I hope it can be tweaked. I hope, again, I would make this conditions based on the ground, not some political timeline. And yes, I think you said it. He's got a campaign next year, and I think he's thinking about his campaign. We really need him to think about the conditions on the ground. This is a time for leadership. And I hope that we can have some dialogue. I'm not convinced of that. And I will tell you, Tony, there's people all over the map. Republicans are for the drawdown, and Democrats are against it, and some Democrats are for the draw. I mean, it's all over the map, which I would argue is the right time for the president to show leadership. And this, again, looks like it came out of his political shop and not the Pentagon. I know the Pentagon does not support this. You talk to the commanders on the ground, they say, hey, this is not a good idea.
I want to get your take on the job situation. A very, very deep concern here from our listeners. And I had an email here. Please ask Congressman Mike Rogers the next time you have him on the program, Tony, about jobs and about the budget deficit. What's the short-term plan to get these situations fixed?
Yeah, the one thing that we've got to do, and it's all intertwined, and there isn't, I don't think you're going to see a big jobs bill. I just don't think that's going to happen. So what we have to do is we have to go after the elements that we know will promote job growth. Yesterday we did an expansion of domestic energy production, which is a huge job growth for the country, and it starts putting pressure on gas prices. If we don't get gas prices down, the economy is not going to turn around. We saw that in 08 when it hit $3 a gallon. It just ground the economy to a halt, and that's when we started experiencing those huge job losses. So we've got to get gas prices down. So we started with that yesterday. So that's a twofer. We get billions of dollars of investment here at home that actually produces jobs. Oh, and we bring down those gas prices so that money stays in local communities versus pouring in your gas tank to being exported overseas. And then I think we have to look at two things that when you talk to the business roundtable, and these are folks who are out there who are trying to create jobs, they tell you the regulatory uncertainty and our corporate tax structure is slowing them down from creating American jobs. And so, you know, they're not all that sexy. And it doesn't sound like a big spending bill, which I don't think we need, but we need to deal with those fundamental issues. We are now the highest corporate tax in the world. And we wonder why we're not creating jobs here at home. And this regulatory scheme that's coming out, literally tens of thousands of new regulations on business, with that level of uncertainty, they don't know what employees cost and what it's going to cost to produce something, so they're just not. And so we have to remove that uncertainty from the economy so these jobs can start being allowed to be created.
And before we let you go, what are you going to be voting on this week?
Well, a couple of things. We're doing patent reform. There are literally tens of thousands, and this is also a jobs issue. The high tech community is eager for this to happen, so that we can get reform. So these patents can get reformed and get settled, so that we can get a brand new idea out there in the marketplace, so we can create jobs that go with it, and hopefully expedite it, making it happen. So we're dealing with that actually today, and we're also going to deal with the Libya issue is coming up as well.
All right, thanks so much, Congressman.
Hey, thanks, Tony.